charge here.
They don't.
That's what the rules
are. Is it your turn to be in charge here?
It's my turn.
Well, congratulations.
I think it's my turn to be in charge today.
Oh, very exciting. Well, would you like to give the episode number?
Sure. It is episode 167.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, let's lower that music a little bit. Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 167. I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran The Morning Show. That's Jamie from Light FM.
Yes, hello.
Welcome, new listeners. We got some people from the Brooklyn Boys that said they were going to check out this podcast.
Thank you for coming over.
I did want to officially welcome, let's see, Ty Get It Right, who says, I'm a new listener, just started listening late December, and I'm all caught up.
Whoa!
Okay.
That's very impressive.
I did not ask specifically what they mean by that. Now, did they listen to 167 episodes, or did they listen to like 10 to catch up to this season?
You do
of the...
tell them to listen in order.
Okay.
So I like to think they listen to all 167. Now,
in fairness, I tell them to listen in order for the Brooklyn Boys because stories are in order.
Yeah.
This one seems obvious since it's based on television shows that go in order.
Yeah.
If you listened out of order, you'd be watching The Walking Dead in reverse.
Maybe he's all caught up with the show.
Well, listen, if you listen to 167 hours of this,
you're a super fan.
That's, yeah. Now, granted, episode one isn't posted. I told you there were technical difficulties in it. It's not worth posting. But it was me with, I think, Trevor from Trev Chan 2. Trev's Chan 2.
Yes.
Was my first co-host in episode one. We had a studio glitch, so it sounded awful.
Oh, no.
And it was just terrible. So I never posted it. So if you look at our podcast, it starts with episode two.
Interesting.
So every time I go to upload a new episode, like let's say I'm going to upload this episode 167.
Yeah.
The computer says, you currently have 165 episodes.
Oh, no.
So it looks like it's the 166th. So I feel like I should load a dummy episode in. Not that they all aren't dummy episodes.
Or something.
Just to fill a spot so it thinks we're at 160. I may have to put a dummy episode in as episode one and never, just not make it go live.
Yeah.
Because it's been driving me crazy.
That would drive me nuts.
What doesn't drive you nuts?
Everything.
Speaking of driving nuts, I'm in my car Friday, maybe? I don't know. And I'm listening to Satellite. Mm-hmm. You know, I support terrestrial radio, but I was listening to Satellite for a little while, and this came on, and now I can't help but think of our podcast. I mean, it's Van Halen.
Did you think of me?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Thought of how you cry all the time.
I do.
Then I thought there's no reason to play that clip today because there's no crying yet.
No, not yet.
But based on the new trailers that have been coming out the last week or so, I feel like there will be crying.
I think there will be, too.
Speaking of trailers and things coming out, I did want to address something. One of our loyal listeners, Tara Baggerman. Hello, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
She's the agility dog trainer.
Ooh.
Anyway, she's not only a Walking Dead fan, she's also a fan of other sci-fi projects. And I did mention The Mandalorian and The Rise of Skywalker last episode or the episode before.
Yes.
So I did want to mention another thing that is... out in the sci-fi world this past week. Number one, last night was the debut of a bunch of trailers during the Super Bowl. We're recording this on Monday, Bowl Monday. So they showed Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and Loki.
Wow.
Three of the new Marvel shows that are coming out on Disney+. And unlike the Netflix Marvel shows, which I liked a couple of them, mostly Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Okay.
These are part of the Marvel Universe, so they're part of the movies.
Okay.
So there's going to be things happening in these shows that are going to then continue on in the movies. So they're a must-watch. You have to get Disney Plus. You have to get Disney Plus anyway. But if you're a Star Wars fan, this is confirmed. I'm not breaking any news. Ewan McGregor, who played a young Obi-Wan Kenobi in the three travesties known as the first three Star Wars movies, one, two, and three.
Yeah.
Not the first movies, but the first three movies
In between.
The first trilogy.
Yeah.
Let's call it the first trilogy.
Okay.
Not the best trilogy. I'd like to forget about trilogy. However, Obi-Wan, between movies three and four, like 40 years happened. 30 years, maybe? 30 years? So Anakin went from a little kid to a teenager. Then he became Darth Vader. So he aged a lot in between. He became Darth Vader into the three, I know. But Sir Alec Guinness played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars Episode 4 in his 60s.
Wow.
But Ewan McGregor played him in his late 20s.
Early 30s,
yeah. Right? Up to Episode 3.
Yeah.
So there's that huge space between 3 and 4 where they're going to now do a Disney Plus TV show based on Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi, now that he's, you know, he's 20 years older as an actor.
He's older.
So he could, he theoretically, 3.5, like Star Wars 3.5. Somewhere in between 3 and wow. 4, this show is going to take place.
Okay.
If it's half as good as The Mandalorian, we're golden.
Okay, I'm excited, you're so excited.
Oh, I'm always excited about Star Wars. Then I'm somewhat disappointed sometimes. Somewhat disappointed sometimes. And then, like, The Mandalorian, extremely excited and happy. That's all.
Okay.
All right. There's a new picture out for The Walking Dead's The World Beyond, the new show coming out. And it shows a lot of pretty-looking people. Again, where are the ugly people in the zombie apocalypse?
I know.
The women in the picture, beautiful long hair, no split ends.
Man.
The girl's wearing a white shirt.
What?
And it's white.
No. No, no.
How? Are we getting pure white shirt? Okay. They could have gone into it. They could have washing machines where they're living. I understand that.
With bottles of Clorox bleach?
Right. I know that they could have raided a department store and gotten white shirts they hadn't worn yet. I know. It just seems like they should be a little bit gray.
A little bit.
Even if
lot.
You wash them 10 years, they're
lot.
Not going to be bright white and pressed without wrinkles.
No.
And again, beautiful long hair. And how are the guys all shaved? Like, their beards are groomed. I got to
have beard oil in the apocalypse?
I got to have some realism. I have to. So that's my problem with the photograph they released.
Oh, man.
Unless it's a photograph of, like, them at the beginning of the apocalypse and not current apocalypse.
It could be.
Like, we don't know where it's going to start time-wise. It may start 10 years ago and then jump, you know, time jump. We don't know.
Yeah.
But that picture threw me a little bit.
Mm.
Like, I wish my hair looked good after 10 years in the apocalypse. It'd be great. Walking Dead stars were asked, I believe this is off comicbook.com, if there was a zombie apocalypse, what would you do?
Uh-oh.
Norman Reedus says he'd head to Central America. I'd go to Costa Rica, surf all day, eat coconuts.
He loves Costa Rica. All his posts are always from there. He
Stalker? Goes, what? Sorry? What?
He surfs all the time? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kelly Fleming, who plays Judith,
aww,
says, may not be as brave as Judith with her katana on the show. I'd hide behind people.
Oh.
I couldn't use a gun because I'm too little. I would point it and it would fly me back in the air.
She's so cute.
Josh McDermott says, I think a good weapon would be a blade. That would be the way to go. Like a big heavy machete or something very thick and durable, because you can use the butt of it as blunt force, but you can also slice through things.
True.
I just think some sort of blade or knife would be the best way to go. A gun would eventually run out of bullets, and he doesn't make bullets in real life like he does on the
no,
show.
No, he doesn't.
Although on the show, he's not making bullets either. What is
no,
up with that?
No, he's not doing that anymore.
What is up with that?
No. He could be making them.
Yeah.
He should be.
They could use bullets against the Whisperers. Hello?
Yeah.
Ross Marquand. He says he would hole up in a Costco because you could live in there for 50 years.
Until it's raided.
Well,
Ross,
that's what Greg Nicotero said. Everyone thinks you should just go to a Costco, but if everybody goes there, you will be killed.
Oh, yeah.
People will kill you for the food in there.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Showrunner Angela Kang says she has a special axe that she got from Andrew Lincoln.
Ooh.
But she doesn't think it would do any good. She said, I have the axe in my office that Andy gave me, but she said...
is it a prop?
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't make it in the apocalypse. I'm not fast, I take medications, and I wear glasses.
Angela.
She said, I'm not so sure about me. I'd have to pair up with a group that's much stronger. Oh.
She has the mental smarts, though.
Ryan
She's
Hurst.
She's very smart.
Yes.
She writes all this.
Yes. Ryan Hurst, who plays Beta.
He can just punch people in the face.
He says, you wear dead skin, everybody's happy. Because they're not going to try to kill you. You blend in with the dead. They don't know you're there. It's zombie camouflage. So he likes the Whisperer theory.
Yeah, there you go.
King Ezekiel plays Kari Payton. I'm sorry. Played by Kari Payton. Says he would head to the real-life version of the kingdom. In other words, the set they film on.
Oh, the actual set.
Yeah. He said it's a decommissioned army base. He said, so I would head there.
There's probably places to hide.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Nacon, you know, your Enid. She said, I would sacrifice myself to the zombies unless she finds a boat. I would walk up to the first walker I see and just kind of go, eat me. Honestly, I'm not going to make it in the apocalypse.
Caitlin.
I know I'm not. When asked why she wouldn't last, she said, I just wouldn't be any good. I can't survive. I'm a picky eater, and I just can't be eating rats and stuff. I don't think I would last long. or I would just live in a treehouse for as long as I could. That well, sounds like me.
Better than jump going to the first walker and going, eat me.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit much.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even try.
It hurts. Austin Emilio now. I don't understand this. So this
He's
is
an
what
interesting he, dude. I'm curious to see okay. what he has to say.
Well, try to guess what he would do. You're wrong. Try again. And you're wrong.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what. He wants to surround his house with something. What does he want to surround his house with?
Walkers on spikes?
No, what else? So close, though.
Probably not close at all.
No, not close at all. He says, I would surround... You want to try one more time?
Steel?
No, it's a thing. It's an existing thing that's already been built that you could buy.
Oh, that you...
For your house.
Fence.
People buy it in January and then stop using it by March.
What the hell? I have no idea.
He says, I would surround my house with treadmills so no walkers could get in. I steal all the treadmills. Yes, I'm staying in my home. I'm watching movies. I'm hanging out. I'm enjoying myself for a little bit. The treadmill plan would probably work until Emilio runs out of power.
I was going to say, when the power grid goes out.
He says, also, I like an axe. It's functional. He said, it's easy to carry. Plus, you get length on it, so you get some distance between you and the walker.
I like that.
But he thinks treadmills would work.
That's kind of funny.
Because the walkers would get on the treadmill and then
keep
fall.
Flying until they break down. Or
for like an hour until they die.
I was going to say an hour until they stop working.
Let's see. Greg Nicotero says he would go to the dentist's office because no one would go there. So he would be alone and no one would fight him for it. He said many of the show's cast has already approached him and said, we'll come to you and you'll make us up to look like zombies and we'll just blend in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
He could have that to his advantage.
He could.
Dressing himself up.
Absolutely. I'm watching the trailers and they... Some of them give away things, which I want to talk about in a minute. And okay. there's two that came out the last couple of days.
Okay.
One of them is just drawings. Everything's red, and it's just animation.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've seen some of these, yeah.
And so it's the one I sent you today.
Okay.
And in one scene that a lot of people online are talking about is they show Aaron holding a knife, and then it's a drawing, and then behind him is just Beta standing there. Now, in the comic books, no spoilers, they do have a confrontation coming up soon.
Interesting.
Where they do have an interaction.
Okay.
So people are thinking maybe that's a hint that they're going to have a similar interaction.
Could be.
So we'll talk about that and the big trailer for the second half of The Walking Dead right after this.
Hey, this is Ross Marquand. I play Aaron on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie.
Okay, so let's talk about... the trailer for part B. So they show the war, the Whisperer War. There's definitely scenes of that.
Yes.
They show Daryl, who has escaped the cave.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, trailer guy. We know Daryl escapes
the
cave.
What the hell?
They show Negan as a Whisperer. And we see that the horde from the cave is attacking what looks like Hilltop.
Yeah.
So they've sent the horde.
So I'm guessing Jerry made it out?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. The trailer shows a hand breaking through the ground, and it is coming up right by the grave for the old lady Dante killed. Cheryl, I think was her name.
What?
Remember the cross he put in the ground?
I do, yeah.
So in the trailer, there's a hand coming out of that. It's a men's left hand coming out of the ground. You don't remember the scene?
No, I do. I'm like shocked right now that that's happening.
So here is my theory. This is not a spoiler. It's my theory. In part of the trailer, in two of the trailers now that are out, we talked about one of them. Beta goes into an RV, opens the floorboard, and jumps down into a tunnel.
Yes.
Right? Ooh. In another scene, we see Beta brushing himself off from dirt.
Yeah.
Inside Alexandria.
Oh, that makes sense.
What I believe happened, because we didn't know why Dante killed the old lady, I believe Dante dug a hole to the tunnel.
Oh my God.
For Beta. Killed the woman.
Oh, and so later on top of it.
Later on top of it to cover up the tunnel he had to be building.
My God.
So the Whisperers could get into Alexandria.
It better be this.
Therefore, that's where the tunnel comes up.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's insane.
That's my theory. And Beta goes underneath the ground, comes up through Old Lady Cheryl's tunnel.
Old Lady Cheryl.
Maybe next to her coffin and comes up through the ground.
Through her she shed.
Through the she shed. That's my theory.
Wow.
That's what I'm going with.
I love that. Okay. I support that.
Fire arrows are being shot at Hilltop, and pictures have been released online of the Hilltop building partially burned and damaged. So we assume that that happens during the war, which I have to be honest, looks a lot like what happened to Alexandria last year.
Yeah.
Where they shot flaming arrows.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing to do. Sarah Bennett, who's the president of AMC, president of AMC's The Walking Dead universe. She concedes the ratings have obviously fallen for The Walking Dead, and she pinpoints what she believes is the exact reason for it. She says, it's true to say that the season with Negan became a little too hopeless for audiences. I think there was creative intention behind it that was really smart and thoughtful. That's her way of saying they fucked up, but I don't want to insult anybody because all those people still
exactly
work here.
That's exactly what that means.
Sorry, explicit. But I think it probably pushed people to a place where it was a lot to take at a time when maybe people just didn't want to see that. The Walking Dead spent the better part of two seasons bumming its viewers out, and it happened to coincide with a period in history where a lot of people in America were already bummed out. Mm. Now, you can make your own political analogies there, but, you know, what happened in the world of The Walking Dead viewers around that time that people may have been bummed out about? Or not. Some people may have been happy about it.
Yep.
But a lot of people were bummed out about it. So she's saying people were bummed, they turn on The Walking Dead, they're more bummed.
And they don't want to be bummed.
Right. The two in combination, in addition to the typical ratings erosion, you might expect from a series in its eighth season, resulted in a significant decline. However, it's still the most watched basic cable series of all time. So, we've talked about that. It was too much. It was too much of our heroes being crapped on.
But I was definitely not going to give up.
No, well, I mean, you and I do a podcast,
for God's
sakes. I know,
but I still, even if we didn't, I wouldn't have given up.
No, I mean, I like the show, but there were moments where you're like, oh, it's just so much beaten
down.
I feel like instead of two seasons, they might have been able to wrap it up with the mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Or...
they stretched it out a little bit too long with the bumming out.
Yeah, two seasons.
Yeah.
I think a season and a half would have been a stretch. Two seasons was a bit much.
A season and a quarter.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, look, Negan's great. The Whisperers were okay. There was a lot of fluff. There were bottle episodes. They burned the beds. Like, oh, you crap.
Oh, that was a dark moment.
Yeah. You kept crapping on our heroes. You kept watching them like kowtow to Negan. We all lived it.
Yeah.
And it's been great, but I don't think people came back, and it's been great.
Yeah.
So we will keep fighting.
We will.
All right. Uproxx.com had this story. AMC sets an approximate end date on The Walking Dead World Beyond before it even premieres. I don't know if we talked about this on the last episode.
Oh, it was only going to be two seasons,
Two seasons,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
The, let's see. It has a premiere date, April 12th, following the finale of The Walking Dead. So it'll be a back-to-back. We did talk about that. But they feel like it's going to be, and it will be 10 episodes, not split into two halves. 10 straight.
Oh, finally. No breaks.
It's a closed-end series. It will end after 20 episodes and two seasons. We'll see. If the ratings are huge, we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Or the actors at least have a heads up.
The showrunner has a very specific story he wants to tell about a younger generation of survivors. And when that story is finished, World Beyond will be finished. Presumably, regardless of how popular the show might end up becoming.
Wow.
Now it says that's not to say that characters from the series cannot spin off into their own series.
Ooh, and more spinoffs? Wow.
So, you know, if that civilization gets burned down or they leave, they cross country, maybe those four start another show. So I get that.
They could.
Maybe the story, though, there with the helicopter and the world and those people.
That ends.
Yeah, because they're saying that in 2 years when that show ends, it might end at the exact time as the movies are starting.
Interesting.
So these are a lead up to the movie.
They all have plans. They're all planning this out.
Anyway, it says the two-season limit on this particular series seems designed to feed into the eventual Rick Grimes movie. Scott Gimple has stated this series will be the most concerned with the Walking Dead universe. Like the Rick Grimes movie, it would make perfect sense for World Beyond with its CRM helicopter to lead straight into the Grimes films. I wonder if they'll show stuff. Like, I wonder, you know what would be cool? If now I'm going to throw this out there. If Walking Dead people, if you're listening, Jadis was clearly communicating with the CRM people.
Oh, yes.
If they showed us the CRM half of those communications, when they sent the copter for Negan, when she called them and said... you know, My entire people were wiped out.
Yeah.
When she called to be rescued at the end and said she had Rick as prisoner. When she called and said she needed help with Rick, rather. Or when Father Gabriel was maybe going to be traded. I would like to see what was going on.
Very interesting.
And when they called and to come get Rick.
Like, what were they doing? Where were they?
Right. I'd like to see the other side of that.
I would, too.
So I'm throwing that out there.
It's fascinating.
Walking Dead people. Again, I think I should write for the show. Anyway, it says the Rick Grimes movie is speculated to land in theaters in the summer around June of 2021.
Is it actually going in the actual theater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You know where
I thought they were only on TV.
No, you know where they talked about that a lot?
Where?
On this podcast.
I don't remember us saying it was in the theater.
Yes, we've talked about it many times.
I thought they were all on television.
You should really listen to this podcast. It's pretty good.
I should listen in order.
It's called Walkers and Talkers, and it features me and you.
I don't remember you saying that.
This is like when you didn't watch the episode. You had
okay,
one
that
assignment.
Was one time.
But that's your only job here.
One time.
You have two jobs.
Yeah.
Watch the episode and give me the episode number. But you know what? Let me rephrase that. You have three jobs. You have to listen to this podcast as it's happening.
Because I'm Dory. I don't remember what
you
I've
know
said.
There's people listening going, he's mentioned it like four times.
I may have mentioned it. I don't remember.
Okay. If you remember me talking about Rick Grimes movies being in the theater, please tweet at
don't tweet
the
us.
Talking Jamie and follow her because she still needs followers. Okay, don't DM her on Instagram and not follow her. She needs followers on
followers,
Twitter
please.
And Instagram.
Please, thank
follow
you.
Us on Walkers _ Talkers on both platforms.
Yes.
We would like you to follow us.
Thank
we
you.
Need followers on the show account.
Yes, we do.
All right. We're still hoping to get some major sponsors, so we need listenership.
That would be great.
And our listenership is not always as high as it is when the show is back on.
True.
Hopefully, when all three shows are going now, we'll have almost every week with an episode.
And lots of snappy banter.
We're promising snappy banter in 2020.
We promise that. That's a given.
Although, I can only promise one of us will be informed with the snappy banter.
He's like, I just roll with it.
Not sure you're listening to the podcast. You really should. It's on iHeartRadio. It's on iTunes and Spotify.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Naturally, iHeartRadio is our company. We prefer you listen there.
Yes.
But if it helps you, by the way, iHeartRadio, love them. It's our company, right? We work for iHeartMedia.
Of course, yeah.
They own the iHeartRadio app.
Yep.
Here's the thing. They're working on this because I complained. But currently, you get an email or an alert on your phone on Mondays that there's a new episode of your favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Again, if I haven't mentioned this on the podcast, I just...
You have.
I want to make sure you remember that.
I remember that.
If we do an episode on Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, then the episode airs on Sunday, then you don't find out till Monday.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm telling you now, just keep checking on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Just check.
Right? Now, this is February 3rd?
Yep.
The week of February 3rd. I don't think right now that we're doing an episode of February 10th at week, and then we'll be back for the week of the 17th, and then the show comes back. And we're good to go.
Full throttle
for the next at least 18 weeks. Because we have the two shows. So
yes, we have a lot.
Well, there's an overlap, so at least 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Boom, straight through. Minus vacations.
Yeah.
Did I say we would do a podcast week of the 17th?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm off that week.
Oh, so we'll have to do the week of the 10th.
So we'll have to do a week of the 10th. We'll have to do the week of the 10th.
Okay.
We'll have to, which is next week.
Oh,
we'll do it late in the week so it carries over.
Okay.
Plus we'll get extra news later in the week. Now that everybody knows everything. There you go. You feel like you caught up now?
Yeah, I'm a little confused, but yes.
Do you know what we talked about on this podcast?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Well, we talked about Daryl in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah, and okay. He likes to eat coconuts.
Okay.
I remember that.
I'm a little worried for one cast member. I did want to talk about, I think I have a list. I think I have the list of who is in the trailer that you see... After the, let me see if I have that.
Or trailer guy, let us know if they lived.
There's a few people that you see after the in the trailer that look like they got out of the cave.
Uh-huh.
And there are a few people that you have not seen outside the cave. Mm-mm. But I'm not mentioning any names yet.
Okay.
But I will right after this.
Hey, this is Cooper Andrews, Jerry from The Walking Dead, and you are listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie.
How's that?
Great.
You back? You ready?
I'm ready.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Okay. So I believe Kelly was not seen outside the cave.
Oh, she just had a scare.
Jerry was not seen outside the cave.
Uh-oh.
I think there's one other person that was not seen outside the cave. So the trailers make you think somebody dies in the cave.
Yeah, they do make us
think. And again, we just played the ID from Jerry. Poor Jerry. That's your Cooper Andrews.
Yeah.
It looks in the trailer like he's chubby stuck in a hole.
Oh, I know.
He's chubby stuck.
I don't like it.
Hashtag chubby stuck.
Oh, the poor man.
And the walkers may be eating his leg.
Oh, stop it.
But we don't know that. We just see his leg is hanging and he's chubby stuck and he screams. But maybe somebody from behind the walkers saves him at the last moment.
It's like when Winnie the Pooh gets stuck in the hole at a rabbit's house.
Trying to get to the honey pot. I've got to have the honey pot.
Okay, that's really good.
Like
and
that?
I can't look at you anymore.
Aw. Why?
Because it's so good. But you look like you doing it.
Oh, don't look then.
I can't look.
Oh, yeah. Get to the honey pot. Okay. I could do a...
Wow, I did not know you could do that.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know how good that Winnie the Pooh was.
It was really good.
Really? I could do Tigger much better.
Can you?
Yeah. That's what Tiggers do best.
That's good, too.
Yeah. Tiggers watch The Walking Dead. Zombies everywhere. Right?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at all this that's coming out.
I have no siblings, so I would sit and watch cartoons and do impressions of Yoda and Grover. By the way, same person. I've done this before on the podcast.
I didn't know that was Grover.
Frank Oz is Grover, Yoda, and Miss Piggy.
I used to love Super... What?
Yeah.
Miss Piggy.
Okay, see, watch. Grover is out of breath, and he's like, this is near. And he goes back, and this is far. Near. Far. Super Grover.
I love Super Grover.
And then Yoda is not out of breath Grover. Yoda.
It's like the same voice now. I cannot hear it.
Yeah. There is no try, only do. And then Miss Piggy is, hi-ya!
Oh my God!
Kermit!
Okay,
it's the same voice.
Insane.
It's Frank Oz.
Wow, I did not know.
I feel
that
like whatever Frank Oz can do, I can do. Like the Dark Crystal movie, I could do some of the characters.
I can't believe Miss Piggy and Grover.
And Yoda.
And Yoda are the same person.
It's the same puppeteer, Frank Oz.
Whoa.
Come on, you knew that.
No, I didn't.
See? Yoda. And Grover!
Oh, I love
but
Grover.
Again, Grover's out of breath and excited.
Yeah, he is so excited.
And Yoda's more serious.
Wow.
I don't do Baby Yoda.
Okay.
And by the way, speaking of Baby Yoda, F Baby Nut.
Oh my God, we were talking about that this morning.
Stop it.
Baby Nut, stop.
People were comparing him to Baby Groot,
That's
Baby
what I
Yoda.
Thought this morning. I thought Groot.
But hashtag Baby Nut is... actually a very perverted thing to say.
There's so many jokes.
Well, it's like a pedophile thing. You should not be having a nut over a baby. There's like it's not good. Mm. So it was trending, but half the tweets last night were, no one thought this out.
Yeah.
No one at Planters was like, baby nut probably isn't a good
baby
thing.
Baby nut? Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't want to get any more explicit, but...
Oh.
There's a lot of euphemisms that nut is...
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're uncomfortable, right?
It's uncomfortable.
That's what I was saying. Baby Yoda would kill Baby Peanut.
Oh, for sure.
Anyway, I'm not buying peanuts because of the Baby Peanut. I'm not doing it.
Oh my God.
He's just going to get smushed into peanut butter anyway.
Yeah, just a little bit of peanut butter.
Speaking of Yoda and space and Star Wars, Robert Kirkman on Twitter, I guess Robert Kirkman is at a place in his life where he doesn't give an F.
Probably not.
Where he's like, you know what? F it. So someone said to him, you know, you never told us where the Walking Dead virus came from. So he tweeted out, it was a space spore. That's it. That's it. The whole
what?
Thing. The whole 10-year TV show.
No.
15 years of the comics, whatever it's been.
Everything just in what?
17
it's a space
years
spore.
Of the comics. Space spore. Yeah, just some space spore. That's it.
I'm also uncomfortable with this.
Apparently, it could be another homage to George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead, where scientists speculated the rise of flesh-eating zombies was caused by radiation from a space probe to Venus.
Wow.
Space spore.
Space spore.
Yeah. That's it. He walked away.
Oh,
he
my
got his
God.
Money. He got his money. He said, you know
space
what?
Space spore.
I don't know. I can't wait like another 3 months. The cure is Alka-Seltzer. If they would just take Alka-Seltzer, that's the cure.
My God.
He's just making it up. I don't think he thinks it's a... I just think he's saying it to F with people.
He was just goofing, you think?
Either that or that's what it was. And he's like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Take it.
I don't... Yeah.
Take it.
I'm not keeping the secret anymore.
He is so mad at AMC. I think he's pissed. I think like he was tired of them killing Carl and doing stuff that ruined his... Sorry. Spoiler, Carl's dead. Spoiler. I think he's just done with the bastardization of his product.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, George Lucas was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, you're killing my product.
And they were like, here's more money, George. Shut up.
Shut it.
But I don't think they gave Kirkman enough money where he was like, oh, you really? You think you're going to just, okay, I'm done with the comic. I'm done. I think he's angry about it. That's what I think.
I don't blame him.
I think Gimple told him stuff, and then Gimple was like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're going to kill Carl.
This is uncomfortable.
And all the things you planned, all your great writing, we're changing it. And then we're going to have Henry take over the part of Carl. Yeah. And then we're going to kill him, too. Oh. Sorry, Henry's dead. Sorry, spoiler. Fear of the Walking Dead. Hints, there's hope for Morgan's survival. The official Twitter account for AMC's Fear of the Walking Dead hints there's hope for Morgan to survive the cliffhanger that closed out season 5 finale, end of the line. After splitting up Morgan's group and dispersing them across different settlements, Pioneer leader Ginny shot Morgan, as we know.
Ginny.
His death was not confirmed by Talking Dead in the In Memoriam.
Definitely not confirmed.
He hadn't died yet. Never lose hope was the tweet sent out by the official Twitter account for AMC UK. There's a picture for episode 11, season 5, episode 11, called You're Still Here, showing Morgan stood in front of a tree painted with an inspirational message, no one's gone until they're gone. Now, that's the phrase that Madison kept saying, even though she's dead.
Spoiler.
That Alicia painted on a tree.
Yeah.
So it's not him in episode 11. It's a picture of him.
Oh, it's a picture of his painting.
That they show him in episode 11 of him standing by the tree.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe they're reminiscing, looking at the picture, going, wow, it said he'd never be dead, but he's dead. So we don't know.
He doesn't die.
Will Andrea return for Michonne's final story?
Whoa.
Trailers show flashback that Michonne... for when she had the two dead walkers on the chains.
Yeah.
That's around the time she met Andrea before they met the governor.
Right.
They talked about spending a winter together.
Yep.
So we might see scenes from that winter.
I would love to see that.
I would too. As you know, Andrea was shot herself in the head. She killed herself in season 4, I believe. So she was pissed when she got fired.
Oh, yes, she was.
Because she had just bought a house. They gave her a 3-year contract.
All these episodes and then they killed her. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. In episode 16 of season 4, Michonne says, I was gone for a long time, but Andrea brought me back. And your dad brought me back. She was talking to Chandler at the time. That episode where she's talking about how Andrea saved her mentally was written by Angela Kang.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So she also, Angela Kang, in a recent interview said, Sadiq will play into Michonne's final story. So I'm guessing a flashback of people she's lost.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's because Michonne's going to die, like Rick did, like Tyrese did, with her flashbacks.
Oh, I don't think they're going to kill her.
I don't either.
I don't.
But I think maybe she's in a situation where she has to reminisce.
That I believe.
Right? Either she's taken prisoner by the helicopter people.
Or she's making her choice, do I want to leave?
Yeah.
I hope it's not a trippy Tyrese episode.
Well, how did she get to where she is? Or maybe she's talking about, maybe she's telling the guy that she's with. What's his name?
What is his name?
Doesn't matter. Don't tweet us. You know
what
it is.
I'll figure it out. I'll remember.
The guy on the boat with him. Anyway.
Yeah, I know too.
So maybe she's telling him her story about how she got to where she is. Am I right?
I think so. I just hope it's not a, that was like an acid trip, that episode with Tyrese. Where Beth came back and all of that.
Yeah, but almost everybody was in that episode, right? Like, they brought everybody back. So maybe they bring back Andrea.
I would like to see that. It's been a long time.
It's been, six seasons?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Virgil. Guy's name is Virgil.
Virgil, there we go.
Virgil. People were screaming at their devices.
Sorry, it's been a minute.
Virgil! Yeah, we forget sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're not perfect.
I think Virgil's a good guy, but I feel like they tell their stories to each other.
She went with him real quick.
A little too quick.
A little too quick for me.
But if he has the, like, she believed him.
But does she? Does he, though?
Shouldn't two people have gone, so in case he tried something?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe don't send the woman with two kids.
Well, I think that's, you're saying because she's a single mom. Not because she's a woman.
No.
I'm saying. Don't you dare.
No, now they're an orphan if she goes.
Right.
That's what I meant. They have.
Right.
You can't leave them parentless is what I mean.
I couldn't agree more.
That's too dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Although Judith with a katana seems like she can take care of herself.
She's a badass, but they can't be orphans. I don't want that.
It's the other
you
kid's
really
name
want
is...
Jamie's crying? RJ?
No,
I can't
RJ.
Have that. I can't have that.
Yeah.
I won't recover.
That's right.
I will not recover.
If poor RJ dies.
Oh, no.
No, the kid can't die because he's got to be in the movies.
No, he won't die.
Or Rick's got to be reunited with them somehow.
Oh, my God. I would forget.
Although he could also die in the movies. Or he could come back on a different TV show, just not The Walking Dead.
I would love for Rick to hug him.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my sentimental side.
I would like Baby not to die.
You want Baby not to die.
I mean, I get rid of the old monocle man. I get it.
Oh, man. Baby not. There's just so many things wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's just, no.
Just wrong. It's wrong.
Baby
not. All right. On that note.
On that note.
Jamie, try to listen to future episodes of the podcast.
I promise.
I mean, I would say listen in order, but how about just listen? That'd be okay.
Pay attention. Yes, you had good.
Three jobs now? What are the three jobs?
Know the episode. Watch the episode. I'll listen to it.
Okay, so know the episode number. Watch the episode on television before this recording.
Yes.
What was the third one?
I don't remember. Listen, just listen.
Listen to what?
See, that's
the one you don't remember.
Or what you say.
I have to hold up a sign at the end of every episode to remind Jamie what to yell. When I say, you know what time
no,
it is?
No, you don't. He's lying.
What do you always say? What time is it? That's because she doesn't remember what time it is. And I go, shot. She goes, oh,
people are going to really think this is happening.
Okay, listen, here's the sign.
Oh, my God, stop it.
That's
he's making
sign.
This up.
This is the sign.
He's flapping his nose.
Okay, ready, Jamie? Ready? What time is it, Jamie?
What time is it?
Read the sign.
What time is
read
it?
Read the sign.
Stop it.
Read it.
It's blink.
It's not. Wow. I didn't say, what's that look on your face? I said, read the sign.
Oh, my God.
I'll read it for you, Jamie. Ready? It's time to shut this shit down.